this Guillermo Mash with the Chico Vibe, the final show. This is the final show on November 24th. So I guess if I'm going to get my mom on, Peg Mash from Hernando, Florida, this would be the day to do it. What do you think, Mom? You had a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, I did, son. I did. I really did. We had everything that we could want, and of course, the beloved leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Going to give a nod to the annual Chico News and Review Local Heroes edition, and they made me a local hero. I just want to have a chance to put the gene pool of local hero on my mom, whose favorite Gandhi quote is, "Live simply so others may simply live."
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, in a me world, Bill, it's so hard mm-hmm. to not think about yourself, you know. But where would we be without others? Live simply that others may simply live was a wonderful quote.
I was going to read you the last paragraph and get your comments, Mom.
Okay, son.
This is the last. This is how it ends. This is how it ends, Mom. I'm going to send this to you in the mail so you can read it and see my picture.
All right.
I don't consider myself a hero. I think everyone can do something on this issue, said Mash, stressing that the first thing he believes needs to happen to address local homeless issues is for people to force themselves to become educated and aware. What's uncomfortable for many people is to meet people where they're at, he said. It changes people's lives because it shows them immediately that you care and make a connection with them. Keep coming back. Ask them what they want. Don't make any preconceptions. Ask, how can I help you? And just help them. What would you say to that, Mom?
I'd say, judge not, lest ye also be judged.
Absolutely. I know you and Dad, God bless Dad, he's been gone a year and a half or so, but you guys would do just that frequently. You carried cookies in your glove compartment, and you would help people right where they were at.
Well, son, it's the direction to go, you know, to help others and to try to make a difference in someone's life. Like, even down here, we have a base, you know, people run it, and it's food for the needy. Well, right now, I usually try to get 6 to 8 bags, usually buy one, get ones at Publix or Winn-Dixie, and when I have the bags filled, then Joe or Alan takes me down, and I deliver them. They're only closed, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. They're open the other 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mom.
It's a nothing, Bill. It's just a given.
It is, yeah.
No,
money's not everything, that's for sure.
Money doesn't make anyone any humbler, Bill, okay? And that's what's wrong in this world. We're judging things that are certainly nice and certainly get us along, but they're not the important things, believe me. So drag out those Mashisms again, okay, Mash?
I will, Mom. Folks who's joining, I'm talking to my mom. The gene pool for one of the local heroes in the CNR edition. Maybe you could end with another you got another Mashism for the listeners here in Northern California, Mom?
No, son, it would be a repeat.
Well, they haven't heard them all like I have. Give us one. They haven't heard them all.
No, well, just a minute. I'll go get it.
You go get them, Mom. The Mashisms are on the way.
You bet. When life gives you crumbs, be grateful. They are easier to digest than the whole loaf. Hardening of the heart is easily spread. Help to keep yours softened by being kind to others and aware of their needs. It is better to possess strength of character than to be one. Blessings are never counted in dollar signs, but rather by heart tugs.
I love you, Mom. Thanks for doing your Mashisms. Write some more, Mom. You're a brilliant writer.
Well, Bill, it was just in the kitchen, you know,
Mom's
cooking them, whatever, and I'd think of them, and I'd just jot them down, you know, but mm-hmm. You're a product of me, Bill, and I am very proud, okay?
All right, Mom. Love you.
Yeah, I love you too, son. Stay well. Bye-bye.
Big shout-out for the rest of local heroes that you can pick up in the latest edition of the Chico News and Review. Hats from the Heart with Lou Boulins. Round up the Hope Posse with Peggy Meats. I've actually brought one person over to that wonderful organization which provides clothing and furniture for people in need. And then The Show Must Go On by Greg Amaral, super volunteer, Shelly Rogers. This guy I got to talk to. Got to talk to this kid. Little man, big dreamer. Kieran Trent. He's got a wonderful story about coming to his mom with a dream about doing a fancy dinner at the Torrid Shelter. Hello, they made that happen. And then myself, putting the social in social justice. Always remember, if you have a roof, be grateful.